This is Nemo, and you're listening to Talking Schmidt.
Hey, hey, hey.
Talking Schmidt.
I'm already not watching.
It's cool, like tonight is the night.
Damn, this is like the coolest thing I'm ever gonna do.
I wouldn't say it was fun.
What do you mean? Well, Christian Fletcher's younger brother.
Fuck the Dodgers.
Oh, big dog's in. What do you think, Dolan?
We on? Schmidt?
Talking Schmidt.
Alpha Macaroni.
Most of these guys, their opinion don't matter.
Talking Schmidt, right?
It's skateboarding.
I remember that.
Talking Schmidt.
What are Yuns doing?
Holy shit.
Skateboarding homies.
No, Schmidt, you can't jump in.
What is happening?
I'm here for Greg Smith.
Yeah! Gregory.
Yes, we are.
Wi-Fi check one, Wi-Fi check two.
All right, everybody, we're back with another episode. Today we got a really good episode for you. We're going to learn about four wheels on each foot, because today we have Nemo de Beauvoir. How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Fucking yeah. Cold out here in North Carolina, for sure.
Where are you at? Asheville?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's where you were born and raised?
No, I was born in New Jersey and then like grew up in between New Jersey and New York. And then I've like been fucking all over the country since like I was 18.
It was military parents or what?
No. I'm like on the run. Me.
Oh.
Just me. I like went to school in LA for like a semester, dropped out, went to Asheville, went to Texas, went to back to LA, Oregon, San Francisco, back to New York, London, fucking
everywhere.
Everywhere.
I've been everywhere. What drew you to roller skates? It happened kind of later in your life. It wasn't like a childhood fixation that grew. It was like more recent, right?
Yeah, I know. So I think it was like I went home to Asheville and like my mom's lived here since 2015. And I came back here for like winter break or whatever, just to like spend Christmas with her. And then I went to the roller rink with some friends and I was like really struggling with like pills and like drinking and crazy shit. And I was just miserable. And it was like the first time I had experienced happiness was going to the roller rink. I was like, this is so much fun. I woke up the next day, like just dying, like my legs, I couldn't even lift them up. And I like hate exercising. I've been to schools my entire life, like where they require you to do a sport. And I'm like, I'm not a team player. I've gotten red carded in soccer. Like I'm pretty sure like the part of the reason I had to leave my field hockey team was I hit a girl with my field hockey stick, like competitive to a way that's like, I'm nasty. So it was like, I just had so much fun. And then, so I asked my mom for a pair of roller skates for Christmas, and I got the Moxie Lolly skates, which, like, to be honest, are like, I love my Moxie boots, but like the lollies are like socks.
Oh.
And I like taught, and then as soon as I got back to Oregon, they came in the mail like 2 months later or something. I got them in like February, and then the pandemic happened, and I was like, I can't go to a roller rink. I can't do anything. There wasn't even a roller rink, I don't think, in Eugene, Oregon. But there was like a bike path, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna just go on the bike path and skate around. And then one day this girl was like, I have the same pair of skates as you. Like, we have this, so we go down to the skate park. And I don't know if you've ever like seen or heard of Dub J, Washington Jefferson Skate Park in Eugene, Oregon.
Oh, okay.
The Dreamland Skate Park is like,
yeah.
The sickest fucking place. I like, I have like grudges against Eugene, Oregon, but I like, I would go back just to skate that park because it's like got everything. It's got like a pool, it's got vert, and it's just basically where I learned how to skate. And then I think it was like February, I have the video on my phone, February 13th, 2020, I like went to the skate park and I was just like, fuck it. And then I just started skating and then I got obsessed with it. And it was like every single day. And then they shut down all the skate parks at some point in the pandemic. And they like crossed it off with police tape. And then I started going, I like built a PVC rail with like my ex-boyfriend. He like helped me build a PVC rail. And I just took it to the school and I bought grind blocks. And I was like, I'm just
like a little flat one on the ground?
Yeah, but then I would like try to put it like down a curb and stuff, and I was like eating fucking shit so bad. But I was just like, whatever. And I had like a giant hematoma on my hip. I was like just destroying myself. But I was like, this is like the most fun I've had in so long.
What was the reaction at skate parks? Because I know it can sometimes be hit or miss with like people, especially if skaters are there, like, oh, no roller skates or anything. Or is it like that you're a girl? Maybe, I don't know.
I definitely have had, like, especially in the beginning, I hate to like be like, oh, it was probably the help of like the fact that I started dating like a skater boy at that park who's like a great skater, pretty fast into it. Yeah, so I feel like I was like, and he grew up in Eugene, Oregon, so I think that like kind of helped with the segue into it. But I definitely have, especially being a new skater where you're still like got like the Bambi legs, it's like I definitely had like my fair share of like dudes like snaking me and like getting in front of me, or like, and I'm also a very like outspoken person, and I'll yell at someone very fast, like especially a man.
So you had confidence even before you were good at it, like personal confidence, like to be like, whatever.
I mean, kind of. I think a lot of it also, I think at that point I still was struggling with like, I was like doing Xanax a lot, and I was like, and so I would just run my mouth.
Xanax isn't a good combo for a sport, like trying to be active.
It helped me like
to be relaxed.
I guess so, but also I wasn't really doing it at the skate park. Like I would do it like later.
To sleep?
What?
To sleep?
I was like doing it and drinking, which is also like a deathly combination.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, no, I was like, I think like one of the final times of it, I had like tried to bomb a hill in the middle of the night. Fucking just smoked myself. I hit a pothole. And I woke up like my whole leg was like, I still have a scar on my leg, like, but yeah, no, I think, I mean, a lot of it I think at the time too was like I was so depressed, I was like, I just like don't really care. But also I'm like, I said, I still am like, I have some amount of self-confidence when it comes to like speaking up for like myself, but like when it comes to other people, especially like if I feel like someone's being rude to my friend or like disrespectful, I'll be very fast. Like I got in a whole fight at the skate park one day because some guy like made some nasty comment at some girl that I was friends with, and I just like pushed him, and then he put like ripped my shirt, and then it like, he's like, I know you're fucking man, bitch, I'm gonna call him to keep you in check. And I was like, fucking call him. And then he showed up, started fighting. Everyone was like, whole fucking fight. And I was just like, I was punching him. He was like, I had like his hair in my hand. He was like punching me in the stomach. My ex-boyfriend was like fucking upside down at some point. It was like, and I had my roller skates on the whole time too. It was like,
that's gnarly. Oh my God. Yeah. Never a dull moment, huh?
No, I like very much keep it going. But yeah, after that, I mean, I think it felt like I had some problems at the skate park, and I was like, okay, I should probably just keep to myself a little bit. And like, I think I definitely like, because of being like outspoken in a lot of ways and like sometimes being aggressively rude to people and like not giving them the time, like the chance, I've changed that about myself a lot. But yeah, I've like definitely gotten myself into situations where people don't like me at the skate park. And that was mostly in Eugene. I feel like I've gotten better at it as time went on. Like when I moved to San Francisco, I was chilling. I had like a lot of fun. I definitely had issues when I first went to Potrero.
Yeah, I bet.
By myself. And at that point, I wasn't dating my ex-boyfriend. I showed up there and like no one was like, everyone just ignored me. And I was like, okay. And I didn't, at that point, I don't think I didn't even know who like Jake Phelps was. And like, I didn't know about like Hell Ride or like any of that shit. I just like showed up to Potrero because I like had driven across the country. And my friend, like my best friend lives in Oakland and was like, you could stay with us for as long as you want. And I was like, fuck it. Like, okay. And I was supposed to go back up to Oregon. And then I just stayed in San Francisco.
You were there for a little bit, right?
Yeah, I think like almost 2 years, I think. Yeah.
So in 2020, when you kind of like found roller skating and that that time, did you know anything about skateboarding? Or did skateboarding kind of come with the whole thing? Like, now you're dating a skater, and then you're at skate parks, and so you're kind of picking up on little things about skateboarding.
Yeah, I think that I think I, like, knew who Tony Hawk was.
Mm.
Like,
Everyone from the video game, probably.
And, exactly, and I'm like, I wasn't allowed to play video games when I was a kid, so I... And, like, my brother is very, like, he's more... I think we went to the skate park when my mom was from Athens, Ohio. And we went to this, like, crazy skate park. And I was, like, one of those kids where she would just leave me there. And I'd just be running around the skate park. And you're like, I fucking hate those kids now. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I was definitely that kid. But there's this, like, huge park. I'm pretty sure Grindline built it. Mm. But it's got, like, this huge full pipe. And I would just go hang out there, like, on summer days when we go visit her family. And I think, like, that was, like, the closest I had been. And then, like, one time we went to the skate park with my brother, and he, like, tried to drop in on a skateboard on something and then just smoked himself and was, like, in tears. And then we were, like, we're out of there immediately. And, my brother's, like, a musician. And my dad is, like, into, like, artsy stuff, music and, like, other shit like that. So I definitely grew up on a very different side of things. Like, my mom farms. Very,
oh, shit.
Yeah, she has, like, this really beautiful farm in Asheville. Not, like, a huge farm, just for herself. She's just, like, on her own wavelength. She has horses and all that. I grew up with nothing around skating, so I came into it very blindsided.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Kind of. Sometimes it can be better like that, because it's more just, like, genuine instead of, like, oh, I know that guy, I better go be friends with him or whatever, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that was, like, the first time I met Sammy Baca. Like,
Sammy.
I had no idea who he was, and, like, I, like, met him, and my ex and I were, like, still broken up at the time, and we, like, would talk here and there, and then he's like, you're with Sammy Baca, and I was like, yeah.
Nope.
I was like, okay. But yeah, no, I mean, it's nice, like, not knowing who people are. I still kind of, like, obviously, I'm a lot more involved in the skateboarding world now.
Mm.
But I still, like, even then, it's like, I don't idolize any of them.
I think I met you at China Banks with Eric long time ago. Like, I think I was finishing up the China Banks documentary, and it was probably just right after COVID. Like, everyone was out again finally, and I seen Eric Bragg, and he's like, hey, I hadn't seen him in a while, and we're all talking, and these girls come up on roller skates. I was like, Eric's always doing crazy shit, so I'm like, what are you up to now, you know?
Yeah.
And then you guys just start fucking launching over the rail into the bank, and I'm like, oh, hold on, I'm going over and watching this. But what struck me right away is, like, seems like you guys, and maybe it's because you're with Eric and Ricky and Dave and those guys, but, like, seems like you guys go to skate spots. Like, you like, we filmed that one clip at the courthouse, and yeah. Like, is that an intentional thing? Like, oh my god, I could do something on that thing.
Well, yeah, I think, like, originally I was very much like a park girl. I, like, loved transition and all of that. And then I was like, for the longest time, I would drive past the Dolores 10 stair. And I was like, I think I bombed peaks one day with, like, my boyfriend at the time and, like, some friends. And then I was like, we went down. I was like, I don't know, 180 that. And then I 180 just ate absolute shit. And then, like, I think a few months went by and I was like, I think I could 360 that. And then I think I had, like, I kept talking myself, and I was like, I'm in 360. And I hated Soma. I was like, Soma stinks like piss. Every time I leave there, my fucking hands are, like, black from the ground of it. It's, like, disgusting as fuck to me. Mm. And I was just so not into, like, any of the, like, what is it, hubbas or shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like it was Siegel.
Mm-hmm.
I was, like, talking to him, and I was like, I'm going to go 360 the Dolores 10 stair. And some dude that was, like, standing next to him was like, doubt it. And I was like, fuck you. And, like, I fucking adore Siegel. I love him to death. But it had nothing to do with him. It was just, like, this random fucking dude. And I was like, okay, fuck you for sure. I'm going to go do it. And I was, like, hungover as shit. And then I just went to Soma the next day and just forced myself to, like, fakie three, that, like, three block there or whatever. Three block, like, a bunch of times and every other stair set there. And I was like, I'm going to fucking go there. And then I went. And then I think I went with, like, Wally Bin, DeMarcus.
Yeah, DeMarcus.
And I was like, I need someone to hype me up. That is, like, very much my thing. But I'm like, my favorite, like, type of hype person is a skateboarder. Like, there's very few roller skaters that I'm like, yeah, let's go. Because I like to skate, like, big shit. And so that was, like, my fakie three of the Dolores Henser was, like, the first street spot I had ever skated.
Oh, damn. Okay.
And then I think, like, maybe here and there I had gone to, like, Third and Army. Like, I would go to Third and Army. But I would, like, never know how to really do anything. I was, like, never... I never felt like I was good enough to skate it. And then Michelle was, like, we should just start, like, skating street and, like, doing all these things. Like, we should be doing this shit. And I think that was, like, kind of, like, more... I mean, there's been girls that have been skating street for a long time, like, especially, I feel like, in South America.
Yeah.
But I, like, never even thought about it. And then I just seeing, like, my, like, other skateboarders doing it and everything, I was like, that'd be sick. And then the more I did, like, once I did the Dolores Henser, I was like, okay, sick. Like, all these other spots and then all these iconic spots, I'm like, I want to do. And I think that's what, like, really started it. Was like,
okay, like, it gets in your head and you're like, okay, now you're almost searching them out. Like, what about this one? Or
one I've always wanted to do is the courthouse drop in New York. I'm like... I'm terrified of it, though.
You've gone there?
I had this thing where I would, like, wake up, bring my skates with me, and then I would go and sit there and stare at it for a while.
Is that one's gnarlier than Oakland?
Oh, for sure, in my opinion, because it's, like, fat. It's, like, fast.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'd rather fall a big height than, like, fast to big height, you know? Like,
let's get to this Kearney Street thing, because that clip kind of just goes viral. It's like on every, like, it's on the most random Instagram, like, everywhere. Everyone's like, San Francisco girl, blah, blah.
I know. It kind of drives me crazy. So, like, now I'm like, why are you taking my footage?
Were you looking at that for a while, or did someone just say, let's go look at it, and you did it?
No, it honestly, you know, like, the what is it, the fucking hill bomb, like, the two set to hill bomb, like, right next
to it. Right on the top.
So I was there with, like, I was there with Sammy, Sticky Dickies, Eric, Dave, and Matt. And I was like, I think we were, like, all still fucking hungover from the Sodi party. We were like,
It was the day after the Sodi party?
I don't know if it was the day after. I was trying to look
at that weekend.
The date. But it was like, if it was the, I can't remember if it was the 17th. I remember, like, Eric and Matt were, like, throwing up the entire time. But, like, and I have, like, this horrible phobia of throw up also. And, like, Nat Sticky Dickies is, like, she's, like, the throw up queen. She's, like, but anyways, I just remember we went to the spot because I was, like, pissed off because I wanted to go skate that, was it Union Square, the block thing, the gap to block. I wanted to skate that. And they put, like, a chess piece or something on it, or, like,
oh yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? I was so mad. But anyways, I was, like, just driving around. I was like, I guess I'll skate that. Like, that's chill. Like, that three, the two set, whatever. And then I was like, after I skated it and came up the hill, I, like, was looking over at the railing at Kearney, and I was like, how funny would it be if I bombed that? And Eric was like, no. He's like, you're not going to do that. That's stupid. Why the fuck would you? You can't do that. And I'm like, Eric is notorious for, like, doing shit like that to me, too. Like, where he, like, pisses me off.
Does he do it on purpose? Like, he knows if he tells you he can't do it, you'll try?
I think he figured that out after the Kearney thing. Because he was like, no, you're crazy. Because what was it? Frank Gerwer was the one that, like, tail dropped. And he was like, yeah. Like, one of the only people. I think the only person that had done it at the time was, like, Frank and maybe what's his face?
Sean Green.
Or Sean Green. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, I like looked at it and I was like, now I want to do it. And I like didn't even like look up and down the hill. I didn't walk up and down the hill. I just like looked at the stair set and I was like, okay, I'm gonna 180 stair set and then I'm fucking just like go. And then Sammy Baca like went to the bottom, was like, yeah, I'll block traffic, whatever. Cause I almost got hit by a car in the fucking double set hill one. Like a car, I like swerved around a car. And then, so yeah, Sammy went down there and then Eric went down there and he had like his little dad cam. And then Dave was at the top filming. And I like tried to 180 this set a bunch of times and I was like, ah, fuck. And I kept eating it. I like fell down the stairs a bunch of times. And then I think like Nat was at the top. And also she had just been like trying a trick a bunch of times and like threw up and I was like so I was like tweaking it out and then anyways I just did it and I just sent it and it was like first try and I was just like as I was going down I was like glass everywhere, fucking giant cracks in the road and
potholes. Like, that street is gnar.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god, as soon as I started going I was like, what did I fucking do? But I was like, I can't stop, like I'm like, I have to keep going. And then I get to the bottom, and, like, I just hear Nat, like, at the top being like, oh! Like, yeah. And then I fucking get to the bottom. I think, like, Eric had started filming, because he didn't realize I was actually going to do it. I think he started filming, like, late into it a little bit. Like, midway through or something. And I get to the bottom, and I'm just, like, I was in, like, such shock. I was like, what the fuck? Just I was like literally in shock and I turn around and like Sammy like is running up to me and he's just like dabbing me up. He's like so stoked and I was so stoked and it was just like Eric was like, you're fucking crazy, like what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then this like dude who was like crossing the street at the time was like like I don't even know what to say, and he started walking up the stairs because you know it has stairs to fucking walk up it. He's like, that's the craziest shit I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, what I think for people that don't really know about roller skating, going backwards is easier, I guess, than going forward because of the break.
Yeah, I would say it is. More so my thing is like, I would rather hit my hip than my face. Because if you like if you hit a crack going forward, you're fucking face planting. Like you're going forward. And so it's also, yeah, it's the break is easier, but also, like, for me, the mentality is, like, I can much easier, like, easily fall onto my hip and slide. And I don't want to really, because I've, like, had the experience of, like, face planting, both knees, both elbows, straight to the ground. And I'm, like, I'm good on that. But honestly, like, the break did not help at all, like, I think it helped at the end, like when it kind of started to mellow down. It's definitely like a mental like safety thing. Once you get to a certain speed, all it is like burning rubber off. It's just rubber. Like it's just burning
it's
it
so
off.
So gnarly. Like are the wheels soft or are they hard?
I skate Spitfires.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because that street, like obviously the hill is gnarly, but like what people may or may not know is it's just like the oldest cement, like with potholes. And like you said, people break bottles. It's just like you could just eat shit just rolling because of all the like things. So you, in a way, like I think when Frank did it, he probably walked up and was like, okay, this is my path. Whereas if you're just bombing down it and you're going backward, I think it's kind of just like, I don't know, I'm just going.
Yeah, and I was like, I mean, I was like definitely looking, like trying to look, but like, yeah, it was definitely like a faith thing, especially because like, obviously like I just bombed Baxter and that didn't go very well.
Yeah, like I was going to ask you, what are compare the two hills?
Kearney is a lot shorter.
Shorter, yeah.
And I would say like, not as there's like no cars, like I can't even remember, I like blacked out during that Baxter one. I can't remember if there's like cars or not, but like I like had to walk up and down it and I like had spray painted a path.
Oh, okay. So it's the same type of thing where the ground kind of sucks and you have to kind of go a certain way.
Yeah, it's definitely like I would say similar ground, but I obviously did not anticipate ruining a fire hydrant at the end of that. I'm like, that's like how it just popped up.
Okay, so you're going down the hill. How far down the hill, like, where are you when you're like, oh, I'm fucked? Like, did you know you were fucked?
It was when I got up the, you know, hit the bottom of it, kind of went up, and I screamed and realized I was like, I'm like fucking going in a bad direction. I don't even think I saw the fire. I like literally blacked out. I don't even think I saw the fire hydrant until it was like, I just like fully like tried to slam on my brakes, and then I just slid on all the leaves and then just like smashed into a fire hydrant. Like the leaves did not, I like braked and I hit the leaves and it just like slid me.
How bad did you get hurt?
I didn't go to the emergency room until like 5 days later.
Oh, damn. It looks so gnarly.
Yeah. And when I did go to the emergency room, they treated it as like what, the traumatic injury unit or whatever. And I had bone bruise on both my femurs. I had a bone bruise on my pelvis. Fuck. I had a hematoma like in between my crotch.
Oh.
I had damage to the fat in my thigh. And then I had like a hematoma all down my like this. You couldn't see it because of my tattoo, but it was like all there, and it was like nerve damage too. And I still like have back pain. So fuck. I have to like go to physical therapy. I like just saw my doctor recently. So
how long ago did it happen?
I want to say that was like last time I was in SF. Last time when we were at the courthouse.
Okay, so maybe like 6 months or something?
Dude, this hurricane that hit here, I'm like, time has gone crazy now. I'm like, I don't know anything.
Right. But you're still in pain from it, or?
I'd have like, it's not like all the time. I've always had like back pain.
Mm.
But I would say like it's definitely increased. It was like the way that I hit the fire hydrant, my back like tweaked that way. And so I think it's like a muscular injury, and my doctor was also like, it's pretty normal that back injuries take a pretty long time to heal and you need to do physical therapy. And I'm also like a pain in the ass about shit. I'm like okay, I'm touching my toes once, I'm stretched. Like, I'm warmed up. Like,
that's kind of how I am. People make fun of me because I pull my foot back like one time, I'm like, okay, good.
Yeah. No, that's literally how I am. Half the time I just put on my skates, I'm like, that was enough of an exercise and stretch to be ready. But yeah, no, it's...
What's the doctor say when he asks you how it happened?
Oh my God, they were like... I think when I was at the hospital, they were like... They like looked at me like that because I showed them the video because I was like, this is what happened.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, can you wear a helmet? And I was like...
Or like crotch pads.
Yeah, they're like that. They're like, can you like never do that again? And I was like, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I would say that like they were just. I mean, my doctor, like my primary care doctor, was like, what the fuck? Like what? Like what the fuck do you expect?
Mm.
You just rear-ended the fire hydrant.
Yeah, maybe you should try something else.
Yeah.
Were you doing gymnastics or anything before all this? Like, you do flips and stuff on the roller skates. Like, how did that come into play?
I did gymnastics when I was, like, maybe in elementary school. Like, and then I quit. Because I did, like I said, gymnastics competition. And I'm, like... I twisted my ankle doing something, like, first... thing, and I was like, I fucking hate this, I never want to do this again.
Mm.
So I quit. But like, I've like never, I can like maybe do a back handspring, probably not anymore because my back just like, I feel like an old person.
Mm.
But yeah, no, I think the most I could really do at the time was like a back handspring with like some assistance. Like I could never do an aerial. Mm. I can definitely not. I can flip on a trampoline. I can flip off a diving board. But, like, no, I definitely cannot. I don't know why, like, how I'm able to flip the way that I can.
Maybe does the roller skate, like, the momentum, it helps you?
It's definitely the momentum, and the weight of them also, like, is helpful.
Oh, I see.
It, like, carries you over. Yeah.
Well, besides the two hill bombs, Baxter and Kearney, what clip took you the longest, or what are you most stoked on out of the things you filmed?
That's a good question. I think, honestly, the courthouse that you were at.
That was sick.
Yeah, I'm like, that was something
I picked up Sammy from the airport, and we went straight there, and then it happened like 15 minutes later, and we were just like, straight to the liquor store, and then like,
Cutty Bang.
And you, what's the liquor store you love? It's
Mr.
like,
Liquor, because of the Cutty Bangs. Yeah, I fucking, that was sick. I mean, that was like, honestly, like, I think something I had gone back to, I went to it with Eric for the first time, like a year, that was like after Kearney. After we had filmed Kearney, we went there, and it was just him and I. Everyone had left. And I was like, I had to go to the airport in like a few hours. And I was just like, I want to do it. And then it was a Monday. And so obviously court was in session, and the police came, and then I was like, okay, I'm done. I started like walking down the stairs with my skates, and then I thought that they left, and so I went back up and tried to do it again. And then they were like, we're gonna give you a ticket, and blah blah. They didn't end up giving us a ticket, but I was like, okay, I'm done, I'm for real. And then it was like over a year later that I went back, and like when you were there, and I think that was the most satisfying for me, because I like had wanted to do it for so long, and then I was like, just thinking about it for so long, it's like I don't have like the money or resources to be traveling like that. Even though I was in Europe for like a year, but like I think that, or the first ever handrail that I did in Atlanta.
Oh,
because I hate rails with a burning passion. I hate them. And I was like, I need one rail clip. And I made it my 2025 like New Year's goal is to like do rails, because my really good friend Megan, fucking best rail skater I know, and I'm like, that's, I'm obviously probably never going to be at her level of rails, but I want to at least be able to skate a rail with some amount of confidence. So doing the one in Atlanta was like really cool, and I think it's like a pretty legendary spot in terms of like skateboarding as well.
Yeah, that's what's kind of sick, is like you can go to a spot that's been killed on a skateboard, but nobody's hit it on a roller skate, so whatever you do is like NBD. Do people talk about NBDs in roller skating, like you can't do that because somebody already did it?
No, I don't really think so. I view it that way.
Yeah.
Personally,
like, you're not like, gonna go to the courthouse and do that if someone already did it.
Yeah, I think a girl had skated, I can't remember her name right now, she skated like the smaller one that goes out like in front of the courthouse.
Oh yeah, the other side.
So obviously I had the bigger side. I was like, I need to do that. I don't think, I think the skate or the roller skate industry is like, I have my opinions about it.
Is it growing, or is it maxed out, or where is it at, do you think?
It's hard to say, because I feel like I really detach myself from the roller skate community, because I'm like a very much like a, like I started skating because I'm like, I don't feel like I want to compete with other people, and I put competition on myself. So that's why I like to be like a more individual when it comes to like skating, and try not to put pressure on myself so I can just enjoy it. But I think it like definitely plateaued with the pandemic. So it's like, it got really big in the pandemic, and like some people are still with it, a lot of people are still with it, but then a lot of people were like, okay, they like, it was just like a pandemic hobby type shit.
Okay.
But I don't know, I'm like, there's a lot of weird politics in roller skating that I'm just like really not fond of, and I, like I said, like pretty much learned how to skate with a skateboarder, so I have the same mindset, I think, as a lot of skateboarders, and I'm like, I put on my own like regulations and rules for myself, and I'm not gonna project them onto other people necessarily, but I'm gonna have my opinions, and I definitely have a lot of opinions about the roller skate industry.
What's the deal with roller skates and roller blades? Is there beef or respect?
I mean, like I said, like there's a lot of sick rollerbladers that I fuck with, like the Mesmer dudes. I think they're all fucking sick. If you're like want to look up Mesmer ever, like I think they're like the most like hesh when it comes to like skating or blading. They're gnarly, they're sick, and they're also just like all around like dope people. They're like good people.
Okay.
And it's like more small, but then I'm like, me personally, I like, those are like the only dudes I would really like. I've spent time with them in Europe, and this dude Joe Atkinson, he's fire. He's just funny as fuck. He's from England, and it's just like a hoot to be around. But there's like a select few that I'm like, yeah, sick, love them. But for the most part, I'm like, I feel like a lot of them have been like not the most accepting towards roller skating. Like there was this thing called Blade Cup, and they kind of like let roller skaters come into it, and it was like Quad Cup, and then they like were like, there was all these politics and all this shit, and then like, I don't know. I think me even saying that, if a fucking rollerblader were to watch, it'd be like, fuck them. But I'm just like, I don't know, like I prefer to skateboarders, like I said, but like I said, the Mesmer dudes are sick, and then like a select few. I think the crossover is pretty annoying. Like there's like a lot of bladers that like started quad skating, and like some of them are really sick, and I fuck with them, but like also there is, like I said, like weird politics with them being like judgmental towards quad skaters, and like it's thinking they're better. It's fucking weird.
I mean, they got shit on like by skateboarders their whole life. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like when the X Games came out and skateboarding and that kind of merged into the same contest, and then rollerbladers started showing up at skate parks, and people are just like, "Dude, this is a skateboard park, not rollerblades. Get the hell out of here!" And like they call them fruit boots and just all kinds of stuff. So I could see like them feeling like, we have to take our anger out on someone or something.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get comments, like, on my videos all the time being like, you should try rollerblading instead. Like, okay, fucking weirdo. I'm good, thanks. I get freebooter comments every now and then on my fucking shit, and I click on... I always think it's funny to, like, look at the people that, like, send the most hateful shit, and it's, like, this, like, middle-aged man with, like, a daughter also, and I'm like, oh, that's how you're gonna like talk to random women on the internet? Cool.
There's a lot of bitter people. We used to call it the bitter harvest, because it's like the person that's like, why are you succeeding and I'm not?
And I'm not. Yeah. And it's like always men.
And they're usually older, and it's usually like past their prime, and they didn't get where they want to be in their prime, and they hate the people that are getting there now, you know. And we were going to make a whole zine. Me and Jake were going to make a whole zine called Bitter Harvest, and it was just going to be all this shit about those kind of people and like what their little animosity, but they're like sitting in their mom's basement in their grudge hut, like all like, mad.
I used to take it really personally. Like when I first like got Instagram following, I had a really hard time. Like I would be like writing back like, fuck you, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, it got to a point where I was like, oh, y'all are just literally fucking miserable. Like, your life sucks.
Totally. Yeah, and I think that's when you can kind of get a little bit like, man, I'm enjoying things so much that, like, I can't just get down because this person, whatever, like, their shit sucks. Like, so they're bummed, and that's what they're doing, I guess. It is hard though, because I didn't grow up, like when I was born, there was no internet, there was no like comments on everything, and it took a long time for me to be able to just kind of desensitize to like, fuck you or your mama, like whatever. You're just like, dude, I'm a human being, like what the fuck, you know. So it's been crazy. Where did the Space Ghost Loco come from?
Okay, so my Instagram back in the day, like, there's this bar in Asheville, like, when I lived here in, like, 2017 for 6 months. called Lazy Diamond, still here. I think it was a different owner at the time, but they had like a list of drinks. And one of them was like Spy Boy Loco or something like that, or something Loco. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna make that my Instagram name. And I like, it was taken. And then I was like, oh fuck, okay. So then I did Space Ghost. I think it was like Space Ghost something. I can't even fucking remember.
So it was from a drink. It has nothing to do with the cartoon.
No, well, and I know about the cartoon also, but also I fucking love Space Ghost Perp.
There's
at the time I was like really obsessed with this song Friday. I think it was just like a combination of that, and then I was like, okay, that works. Space Ghost Dot Loco, and that had been like my regular Instagram name for a while. And then I made it a new account because I didn't want to just post all my fucking shit on my regular account, because I was like, there was like a community of roller skaters, and I was like, I don't really feel like having this account merged with all like these normal people that I like have known throughout my life. So I moved my account over, and I had it was Space Ghost Dot Skate for a while.
Mm.
And I was like, that feels so corny and dumb to me. So I was like, I'm gonna just like make my skate account Space Ghost Dot Loco, and then I made my other account like Spy Boy Loco. But yeah, no, it originated from a drink at Lazy Diamond when I was like shithoused one night, when I was like, also definitely should not have been there because I was there with a fake ID.
Oh damn. Give me a list of some of the tricks that I wouldn't know. Like, there's something called like the Barani or something. Barani or
Barani is the flip, like the flip out. You think? I mean, like tech tricks. This it's so funny because like half the time I'm like, I just did the thingy thing with the spinny thing. Like that's where I'm like, I don't even know half the names of shit, and that's the other reason. Like rollerbladers are like, this is what it's called. And
it's
I'm
a
like,
soul grind.
I know. I'm like, I don't care. I'm just trying to have fun. But yeah, I don't know, like fish brain. I don't know if you know what fish brain is.
I don't know like, any.
Okay, so like if the deck is like, here, I'm gonna take my planner. If this is the coping and the deck is right here, and you're coming up to it, it would be like the foot right here on the coping, and then this one over here and grinding.
Okay. So like, then, that's what you did at the courthouse, right?
No, that was a Makio. So that's what I was gonna say. That's like a Makio, but that would be, I don't even know, because like then other people would be like, well, technically it's not a Makio because you were like had your leg out in a certain way. So I'm like, I'm okay. Like, disengaged.
So the names aren't really important.
No, but I mean, I like Kind Grinds. Kind Grinds, I like the name of it.
What's that?
That is like, if you were like, okay, back to this. If you were to like grind on the coping, one foot would be like in 50-50 stance, and then one would be on your grind block, and you'd be grinding that way.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then if you were to do it the other way, in the same stance, it would be called a sweat stance.
Sweat stance.
Yeah. I hate that one.
I like the kind grind.
Yeah, me too. I like it too.
So when you get injured and like you have downtime, what is your go-tos to get through that period of time? Like if you can't skate and stuff, what makes you happy? What helps you to like, do you read a lot? Are you watching movies, or like, do you have other hobbies?
It varies. Like I feel like my first MO when I get injured is like peak depression.
Yeah.
I'm like sitting around being like, fuck my fucking life.
Right.
My back fucking hurts. It's always my back usually that I fuck up, or my knee, because I tore my MCL a while ago.
Oh, damn.
And like it's better, but it's also like not, it's still like if I tweak it in a certain way, it hurts. But usually my first MO is hopelessness. And then I go to like, I don't know, I like collect things. Every now and then I've been reading a book that I buy books a lot, and then I'm like, I'm gonna read it. And then I just like I read part of it, and then I leave it forever, and then I start reading it again. But it's called Men Who Hate Women, and it's about the incel community online, which is like, I like biographies and
watching
documentaries,
like nonfiction.
Yeah, like I really love Julia Fox's biography that she wrote. She's fucking dope. And I'm trying to think of like Patti Smith, Just Kids was a good book.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. I like to listen to a lot of music. I like to like travel around places also. So I get like very restless and I like need to go do things. So I'm like, if I'm injured, I'm like, I will make myself be productive in some way. I'm also in school right now, so that helps.
Okay. What are you studying?
I was studying sociology, and then I was like, what the fuck is the point of this? Because I'm going to become a social worker and
like therapist?
Oh yeah, I thought about that, but then I was like, I don't think I could like take on people's
problems
like that. Like, I already try enough with people.
Yeah, I do a lot of free therapy to all my friends.
Right.
Yeah.
But no, I'm doing communications right now, and then you know, in a dream world, would love to work in like film and documentary and like try to do things where it's like raising awareness for things and like, I don't know, I particularly care about like obviously the politics that are happening, so I spend a lot of time reading about like that, like issues like Palestine and everything. So I feel like a lot of my hobbies are kind of depressing. But also, like, to me, I think as they're necessary as, like, a white person's duty to being educated and being able to help, especially, like, with the current political climate.
Yeah.
And living in the South. Like, Asheville's a very hippy-dippy city, but, like, also especially with the hurricane.
Is it similar to Eugene, then?
It is.
Because Eugene's pretty hippie.
It's hard to say. It's like kind of like, I don't know how to explain it. It's definitely like tech bros that like moved here from California and like,
oh shit, to Asheville.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, I'm Southern now, and I'm like, I don't claim any Southernness, but like, all my roommates are from the South, and like, they got my roommate Hannah Grace, she's got a Southern accent. And I think also like, they do like graffiti tours in the River Arts District, because like we ice skate Foundy. There's always like, obviously the hurricane fucking destroyed like all the buildings over there, so there's not much to see. But now there's like a whole group of people that are coming for disaster tourism, which has been really fun.
Were you there during the hurricane?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it scary?
I don't think I realized how bad it was at first. Like, I think I walked outside that morning. I live up on a hill, but to get to my house, you have to cross over the French Broad River.
Yeah.
And when I woke up, like, we walked outside, and it was just, like, trees falling. Wow. You can, like, hear them falling everywhere, and, like, our neighbor's house. At that point, I was, like, a lot of trees had really fallen in our neighborhood, and I was, like, okay, I'm going to go back inside. Like, I'm scared.
Yeah.
And we went back inside, and I think at like 11:30, when like the winds had died down, we like, as a household, went and walked from our house to go look at the river. And at that point, we had like our neighbors' houses were trees in them, cars had been smashed, and then at that point, we thought that was like the worst. And then we get down to the river, and it's like the whole road is like, you could cross the bridge to get to, it's like called River Road, to get there. And there's like this building called the French Broad Outfitters. And at that point, like at like 12 p.m., it was like the water was just in the road, right? Fuck. And then I think at that point also was when like my dad had called me, and he's like, are you okay? Like, blah, blah, blah. A tree fell in our backyard, broke our fence, whatever. And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. And then in the middle of our phone call, like, cell service just dropped.
Oh, damn.
And then that's at that point, too, when we got back to the house, that's when, like, water went out. electricity was gone, cell service was gone, and then like that's when like panic started. And I had like the day before the hurricane dropped off my car at the mechanic, and he was like, "You'll be able to pick it up tomorrow." And I was like, "Okay." So I kept trying to call him, and I kept saying, "Line busy." And then I was just like getting stressed out. And so like living in the South, obviously people come together, just like chainsaws. We couldn't get out of our neighborhood. Like the only way out of our neighborhood is like to either cross the bridge or like go all the way around. And it's like a whole extra fucking distance. And at that point, like it was like going somewhere and then being like, okay, we can't cross there because there's a tree, and then going another way. And then we finally got our way out, and then my boyfriend and I were crossing, we were like on the highway, and we're like, why has everyone stopped? And I think it was like 6 p.m. at this time, and the water, a dam, I think, broke. And the water had, from what had been at just the road, was the whole building that we were standing next to like 5 hours before was just like completely underwater. Like the river rose like 30 feet. You could see like semi trucks, houses, everything going. My work was on the river, so my work got destroyed. And obviously at that point, like with no cell service, no power, no electricity, everyone was like, I don't know what the fuck is happening.
Yeah, I bet it's scary for your loved ones because they can't figure out like how bad it is.
Yeah, so I went, obviously I made my boyfriend come take me to my mom's house because I didn't have my car. And then I was like, I think maybe like a few days later, our like retirement home in our neighborhood put up like their Wi-Fi, and they were like, you can use our Wi-Fi. So we went and like sat there. Sick. Yeah. And I, there was like everyone in our neighborhood was just in this one spot, like telling people they're okay, whatever. And I remember like looking up where my car was on a map. And I was like, what are the chances? And it's right next to the Swannanoa River. And I was like, to my boyfriend, I was like, what do you think the chances are that my car is like not destroyed? And he was like, do you want me to be honest? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, no.
Not looking good.
Not looking good. And then we went, I made him take me there. We had waited 5 hours in line for gas. People had like started stabbing each other over gas and like shooting each other, because only like certain places were open taking cash. And like obviously because of my job, I had a ton of cash, so I was lucky. A lot of people didn't. There was like Bear's Barbecue, which like started working with World Central Kitchen to like whatever. And so I didn't have school for like a whole month either, and so I like just started volunteering. My mom let me use her car. And at that point, I had seen my car fully submerged. I had like little rubber duckies that were in it that were floated to the top of it. You could see like the mud lines. It was filled with mud.
Fuck. That's crazy.
Went and saw my work. I showed up there and people were looting it as I got there. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And I showed up. I was so angry. And then I was like, okay, maybe I like the guy turned around and was like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was just like, I don't have a gun, so I'm gonna just be like, nothing. And then I bought a gun because I was like, no one's coming into my house, because people started looting people's houses while they were still there that had been flooded.
Yeah, that happened in the fires too. Mm-hmm. It's like either people gravitate towards helping or people just turn into fucking crooks.
It is crazy. Like my boyfriend's really good family friends, their like house was completely flooded. And they, like, except for the top floor, and they just stayed. They refused to leave. It was, like, six-generational family home.
Oh, my God.
His whole auto body shop washed away with all of his clients' cars, everything. Like, the whole slab of concrete it was on was just gone.
Fuck.
And they were, like, having to, like, walk outside with, like, guns and be like, we'll fucking shoot you. Get off our property. Like, they were, like, trying to loot, like, the car shit. It was...
Did you see in the fires, people dressed up like firemen and then pretended they were helping and just went into houses and stole all their shit?
No, that is
cool. It's like, dude, what the fuck? Like, in people's worst moments in their life, people are taking advantage of them.
It really is crazy because I shit like that definitely happened here, except I don't think, like, the Walmart by my work was, like, completely looted. There was, like, no way to fucking get, my dad lives in Knoxville, there was no way for me to even really get there without having to drive, like, 5 hours around because the whole highway washed away. Wow. And, like, all the bridges, like, all of, like, Hot Springs, North Carolina was destroyed. Marshall was destroyed. Swannanoa is still destroyed. Trump just came the other day. Check out damage. But, yeah, no, it's just been, like, which is ironic, too, because Swannanoa is, like, a ton of immigrants. So I've tried to help as much as I can and, like, do what I can. No, these people are actually, like, there's, like, if you drive down River Road by my house, like, there are people living in tents, and it's, like, been 5 degrees outside at night.
I think life is just getting crazy. We got to get back to the people that are involved are the people that should be, like, you shouldn't vote or have any opinion on something that doesn't concern you.
Right.
It's like here in San Francisco, I don't know if you heard about it, but, like, they had a vote on turning the highway by the beach into a park. And it's like, that should have only been for the people that live out there, because they're the ones that are going to have to be fucked on commute. Like, if there's no highway there, they have to drive all those back streets. But I think the whole city voted, and they go, we're going to put a park out there. And so the people that live out there are just like, oh, like, what the hell?
Yeah, that's like what happened here, too. Like, all people rely on the back roads to get around. Traffic, like, my boyfriend goes, he works construction, he will spend, like, up to, like, an hour plus in traffic for a drive that normally takes, like, 20 minutes because people are, like, they can only take the highway now. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, almost reverse, but, like, yeah, it's like, you should focus on the people that, like have lived here for so many years, and, like, maybe that will make it even better for Asheville, because the people won't have to sit in hour-long traffic to get, like, fucking 2 miles.
Just like common sense over politicizing. Like, who cares what the right or left thinks? What is the right way? What is the best way?
I mean, it's always, like, a before-profit, like, the...
That's true, yeah.
It's like,
it's... That's business, bro. It's business.
It's the capitalist country that we live in.
Well, let's do this or that, and then we'll be pretty much wrapped up.
Okay.
We'll start with Sammy Baca's favorite question. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Pie or ice cream?
Ice cream.
Cats or dogs?
That's a really hard one for me. I live with, like, cats right now, but I would say dogs.
Front side or back side?
Front side.
Red or white wine?
A light red.
Coffee or energy drink?
Coffee.
Halloween or Thanksgiving?
Halloween. I love clowns and hell. I mean,
rap or reggae?
Rap.
Stairs or ledges?
Stairs.
Crooked rain or slanted and enchanted?
Crooked rain.
And the last one is apple pie jeans or boots with the fur?
The apple pie jeans, for sure.
Hell yeah. Thanks for doing this. It's been super fun. Catch up. Good to see you again.
Yeah.
What's the future hold? What are you going to work on? Are you going to dive into another project? Or are you kind of over, like, filming for a minute? Or, like, what kind of things are you hoping to do? You said school, but what about with roller skates?
One of my roommates, Pat, I don't know if he's out here right now. Or if he went skating. I've, like, filmed a few things with him, so hopefully film more stuff with him. Hopefully film more stuff with Dave. I would love to do, like, something independently, but also just getting my joy back in skating. And my boyfriend helped me build out the back of my new car is a Toyota Tacoma.
What year?
2004. It's, like, was kept in, like, a garage the whole time. It's really nice.
Nice.
And so we built out the back of it, and I'm going to go on a cross country road trip.
There you go.
That is, like, my, like, plan. I also want to go to Swamp Fest. That's my.
That thing looks insane.
I just want to experience.
Just wear goggles, please.
Oh, I am not fucking getting in that shit.
Man, people getting their eyes shot out by bottle rockets. It's gnar.
Oof. Okay, well, I'll keep that in mind. I'll wear goggles. Yeah,
just bring goggles. That's all you need, and then you're fine. I was like, Chris Russell got his eyes blown out, and I was like, dude, just wear goggles. Come on.
God damn.
Yeah, it's fucking gnarly.
I feel like I heard that. Is he like still having issues from that?
I think so. I think he, last time I talked to him, he was having two or three surgeries, like multiple surgeries. Well, but he's skating gnarlier than ever. So I'm like, are you okay? Like, you seem like you're fine. You're fucking killing it, bro.
Yeah, I'm hopefully working on my independent, like an independent part or something, or just like homie video. Cause like Pat is like my roommate. He films, he loves filming, and I love hanging out with him.
Is there any roller skate, like media, like any magazines or like video that is just not like a sponsor, but it's just like covering the whole thing?
I would say like, I mean, there's a lot of zines, Skate Phantom. Let me see. I'm trying to think like, there's like Quadzilla.
I heard of the Phantom one. It would be sick. Like, to, if you're going across country, to like do city checks where you're like, Chicago scene, like, oh, there's like six roller skaters here.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Indiana's insane. Everyone's doing it.
Yeah.
And have like little checkouts and whatever, like who the locals are, and kind of almost like 411 used to do in skateboarding, where it's just like spot checks.
Dog Days is another one.
Dog Days?
Dog Days and Anti-Click Zine is another one. There's a bunch.
Do you got any girls that, like, if you're going to go on a trip, is there one or two that you hope can come with you every time? Like, do you have a little crew, or is it changing always?
Honestly, I don't know if you... I don't think you met Ava.
Uh-uh.
You met Danny.
Danny, yeah.
Danny and Ava.
Those are the two?
Ava's like 18. She's fucking hilarious as fuck. She's like my little mini-me. Like, we like wear our baggy pants, and like, she's just fucking hilarious. And like, Danny is just like fucking uplifts you, and she's just like, fuck it. And is like always down to do some dumb shit. And it, like, nothing is too serious. Like, when something gets too serious for me, I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Yeah.
You gotta laugh. If you can't laugh, life sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why I always laugh when I get hurt.
I just laugh always.
Yeah.
Oh, there was an earthquake? Ha ha ha.
Yeah, right. Exactly, for real.
Take it serious.
I know, it's hard. It really is hard.
Yeah, I know. It's insane. Well, take care out there. And if you come to SF, hit me up. We'll get a dinner at Blue Plate.
I'm so down.
Hey, it's Corey at Blue Plate, 3218 Mission Street. Come see us. Meatloaf, fried chicken, deviled eggs, Dollar Olympia beers. We're here every day of the week. We got a garden, and we got smiles on our faces. Come let us make you happy.
Blood Wizard. Blood Wizard. Blood Wizard. Blood Wizard! Shop.bloodwizard.com.
Tickety-tack.
I definitely am going to come. My best friend out there, who was the original person that let me stay with them, is about to have a baby. They drove all the way from San Francisco to Long Beach, like 8.5 months pregnant, to come to my premiere last weekend. They're like,
oh, sick.
My fucking home dog. So,
was it a good turnout?
Yeah, it was sick. I was also fucking pissed drunk, so I don't even remember anything.
Shout out to Drunk Dave Wang.
Yeah. That's my man. Dave is, I think also Dave, if I were to add one more person, you
Dave's
said
the best.
Dave.
He's
is like
so mellow and just like, I love his like, just like, I don't see him stressed, you know, like
even if you do stress, he's like we went to Berlin together, and I was like getting pissed off over a spot, and he's like, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
Why are you mad? Yeah. Okay.
Hell yeah. Okay. Well, good talking to you. Thanks for doing this. I appreciate it.
Yeah, hell yeah. It's been sick.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Oro Coffee. That's some damn good coffee. Order one or six bags at orocoffeeroasters.com.
Y'all like music? Because you're listening to SMFM.
What's up, party people? What night is it? What day is it even? Well, stay tuned for more on that. But in the meantime, SMFM is going to travel all the way to Orange County, California. Anaheim, to be exact. And we're going to check in on a band called Loose Trucks. You think they skate? This Magic 8 Ball says yes. Song Dear Dad, hailing from Anaheim, California. The players in Loose Trucks have been friends since childhood. And now they're friends in manhood. And they play together, and I think that's a recipe for most of the best bands ever. Right? Now Loose Trucks has found themselves on SMFM. Brought to you by Talkin' Schmidt. So if you want to hear more of that fast punk rock, skate rock, punk rock melody, SoCal style served up like that, served up on an Anaheim grill, follow at loosetrucks_band. And I told you, I'm keeping them coming. You keep them coming. Tell your friends. Hey, tell your friends. And stay cool. Stay hot. See ya.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Talking Schmidt. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, or anywhere you get your podcasts. When you subscribe, you'll get notifications every Tuesday of new episodes the minute they become available. Also, please leave reviews and a 5-star rating. It's the best way to help the show grow. All of the episodes will always remain free, but if you would like to help support the show, you can do so at TalkingSchmidt.com, where you can pick up some merchandise like t-shirts, beanies, hats, and stickers. The website has an entire archive of all of the episodes, with extra photos and videos. Email us with any suggestions, comments, or ways that the show may have improved your life at talkingschmidt@gmail.com. All interviews are conducted, edited, and produced by Schmitty. The intro music is Mary's Cross by the band Nature. A very special shout out goes to the executive director, Cheryl Camisa.
Shout out.
Love it!
This is Talking Schmidt, where the Rolodex is deep, but the conversation is deeper.
Keep the wheels greased.